This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Now, off to the sunny north coast, Paula McIntyre is standing by in her kitchen. How are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Good. What's the crack in the kitchen? What's the crack up in the north coast this week?
Just busy.
Loads of people.
It's been bedlam, Yeah. Absolutely. Everything's sort of opened again, John, so...
It's happening. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel, kind of, can't you?
Yeah, and a few, you know, it's just nice to be able to, you know, have a cup of coffee outside and socially distance, so it's good.
Fantastic.
It's lovely.
So you're doing steak, onion and ale pie with flaky pastry. I have to say, the picture you sent through on Twitter looks amazing. Is that like lattice pastry?
I did lattice on top just to show off a wee bit, but you don't have to do that, obviously. But now, I know I have quite strong opinions about pies, John. So, you know when you go into a restaurant and you get a bowl of stew with a pre-baked bit of pastry on top?
Yes.
That isn't a pie, right? even, I would maybe sometimes say that if you get a bowl, you know, a bacon dish with this with your meat or chicken or whatever in it, and then a bit of pastry baked on top of that.
Like a lid?
That would be sort of, yeah, baked on it. That I'm going to give that 50%.
Okay.
But the perfect pie for me is a short crust bottom, baked blind, and then your filling, and then you top it with flaky pastry.
So it's surrounded by pastry.
Yes, and bake it. Preferably bake it in a metal tin with a loose bottom, so you can take everything out and just show it all off.
And if you don't have a loose bottom,
right? Well. If you don't have a loose bottom, don't worry about it. You know, just do it. But I think, John. You know when you get that. You know, I've only ever had it a few times because it's a lot of work. But when you get a nice pie that you can nearly hold in your hand, you know, wee one,
and it doesn't
and it's
break.
All in no, and that's yeah. So what I did was the bottom, and you don't have to do that. I mean, if you just want to make the flaky top, that's fine. Or if you just want to make the whole thing with short crust, because I've done two types of pastry here. So I've baked the bottom blind with the short crust pastry. So short crust is just rub the butter into the flour, excuse me, and then bind it together with an egg, and then roll that out, press it into your pie dish, and then just prick all over the surface with a fork. That stops it rising up, and then put some tin foil, line it with tin foil, then bacon beans or
is tin foil on top of the pastry.
Yeah, put it on top of the pastry and then that'll then press the bacon beans in and that'll stop it. That'll give you a nice sort of even cooking as well.
Getting a soggy bottom.
Yeah, that's it. And the thing then after about, cook it for about 25 minutes, then take the bacon beans out. And if you don't want any leakage, you know, when you're in your pie, brush the surface with an egg yolk and then back into the oven for 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And that's your insurance that it's not going to... Because you want everything inside this pie.
Yeah, you want to keep it sealed.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then the filling is beef and ale. Because it's Father's Day, we thought we'll go for something good and robust and, you know, beefy. And so it's just... I fried off some stew and steak. And then, you know, coat it in some flour, some seasoned flour, which will give you a nice thick, you know, stew at the end, John, which is important for this because you don't want runny, you know, what needs to be nice. And then every time you fry it, do it in batches, and when you fry it off, you know, nice hot pan. And then when we put the beef into a casserole dish and deglaze the pan with some ale and then give it a scrape to get all those wee bits up, and that's where all your flavour is. get the pan clean, and then repeat that. And then when that's, when your beef's done, then a nice bit of butter and cook some onions and celery until they're really golden. Bit of tomato puree, and then the rest of your ale, some brown sugar just to cut through the you know, the tartness of the ale,
mm-hmm.
and then a bit of beef stock, and you don't have to make beef stock, a couple of stock cubes is fine. And then put that into a container, into the oven, just bake it until it's tender. And then the important
bit is
that's
separate to the pastry. That's your pastry's separate, done. Yep. This is just your filling. So how long would you bake that for then?
Until it's ready, John, because it just depends on the meat. Sometimes, you know, when you stew meat, it takes an hour. Sometimes it takes 2 hours. So just check it.
Uh-huh.
And then the really important thing is when you're making a pie, cool that down and then chill it. So that's it. So your filling has to be cold. So if you start putting hot filling into a pie, all your pastry is going to... So it's important to keep your pastry cold.
Okay.
Right. And now, so that, so I'm looking at this now. I've got the meat is in the baked shell. And then the flaky pastry is... Flaky pastry is a wee bit like the texture of puff pastry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot easier to make because all you do is put 150 grams of... Wrap up 150 grams of butter and cling film and stick it into the freezer for an hour. And then put some plain flour and a bit of salt into a bowl and then grate the ice cold butter into it.
All right.
Rub your put your hands under the cold water to make sure they're cold and then rub that all together. Use a palette knife just to bash it about a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then bind it together with cold water and that's it. And that gives you a lovely flaky pastry. You know the way, remember an old fashioned, you used to go to somebody's house and they would do an old-fashioned sausage roll that was always made with flaky pastry
or even
you know, an apple turnover. And look, if you can grate, you can make this. So if you can grate a carrot, you can make flaky pastry.
And can you do on top of the flaky pastry, right, given that it's Father's Day, could you, uh-huh. how hard would it be to write, you know, happy Father's Day, Daddy, you are absolutely
amazing. Well, just in case my father's listening, that isn't happening.
All right.
Okay. I might do Davy on it, okay, but he's not getting happy for it. So, listen, if you get all this done, it's going to be wet tomorrow morning. So do the pastry today and the pie filling.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow morning.
You can decorate it.
You know, have a cup of coffee and decorate it. So it wouldn't be, well, it just depends on your.
Even that wee coloured icing, to be honest. You know that wee red icing that you get in the tubes in the supermarket? You could spell it out like you're
going to put that over the good flaky pastry.
Oh, no, that's true.
Keep my head sugar.
Probably not.
John.
No, sorry, I'll rethink that.
Take your time. And you can get a wee cutters, you know, that you can cut out of the pastry. But I think, no, either just do a big heart in the middle of it.
Yeah, or just...
Big heart.
Do you know what? Yeah. He'd be that delighted you've made something for him. Just hand him the pie and say, knock yourself out, big lad, and happy Father's Day.
So I think if you just do, but we'll try and do it, or even do their initials.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
That sounds
HFD
good.
And then JT.
Yeah.
Not do.
Yeah.
If any of your kids are listening. Yeah.
Yeah. Unlikely. I mean, I'd love to think that I'll wake up tomorrow morning to the smell of stew and steak in the house and wafting through the place, and there'll be a wee pie ready for me. But like, let's be honest, you know, rightly, that's not going to happen. But there are people out there who will do it for their fathers.
You might guilt them into it.
You never know. Guilt them? Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. But the idea is, it's easy enough for anybody to do, whether if it's your first time making a pie or whatever, the steps are all there. It's straightforward. When you read through the thing, it is actually straightforward. And if you see the picture on Twitter, it looks absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
But don't stress, you know, just, you know, if you want to just do a nice stew in a pie dish
and drink
the flaky.
Just drink a bottle of ale.
Yeah, and then put some flaky pastry on top. There you are. Yeah.
That'll do the job. Listen, good to talk to you, Paula. Thanks
a
million.
Take care
and a happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.